The Bridge.
You're a new song.
Hello and happy Tuesday evening to you. This is Chris Aguirian, the host of the 8160 here on 90.9 The Bridge. Every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, we get to hang out for an hour and share with you and play for you music from right here in Kansas City and the surrounding area codes. That's why we call it the 8160. We've done so many new music shows already this year, and we're just now, you know, really into April, passing through the first quarter of 2021. But musicians constantly and continue to put out new music, finding new and interesting ways to do it, even in the middle, or maybe not the middle. Maybe as the pandemic is winding to an end. Maybe we should stop saying the middle of the pandemic. But so much new music still coming out during the pandemic from so many great Kansas City musicians and acts. And this week here on the show, it's going to be all about new music that's come out recently, and going to share a lot of that music with you here on this week's show. Hopefully, we'll get through about 10 new songs for you, and we're going to start off with an old one. Before we get to that, so many new shows continue to be announced. It's getting hard to keep track of them, and if you haven't ever been to The Bridge's website, if you head to The Bridge's website, there's a great concert calendar on there, and it keeps track of the ever-changing concert calendar. So many concerts have been announced, you know, then they've been postponed, and it's hard to follow the dates. But on The Bridge's website, we try to make it as easy as possible to follow along. And also, despite today's weird weather, as May will begin really the patio season here in Kansas City, I think it might be time to dust off my old concert calendar. So you can go ahead and look to my Facebook page, Chris Aguirian, or /concertchris on Facebook. And I'll probably get it up the end of April or the first part of May and put up an extensive concert calendar of things happening in and around Kansas City, because there's so much stuff happening, and there's obviously big shows, and those are great and cataloged well on The Bridge's website, but there's so many little spaces in town that can help fill the void in your life for music, where, you know, Old Shawnee Pizza in Lenexa has music 3 nights a week. Their location in Shawnee has music 2 nights a week. Buffalo State Pizza in the Crossroads has music every Friday night. Starting to work on a new project with the good people over at Crossroads Hotel for a monthly concert on their rooftop. Just started last week. Quixotic started back at the rooftop of the Westin at Crown Center. So, in addition to the shows that are coming back, the big ticket shows, there's also all these musicians playing around town that would make for a great, safe, socially distanced, and a lot of cases outdoor night out if you want to fill some of that music void and catch a great maybe singer-songwriter on a patio somewhere. But I'm excited. I went to it last year. Quixotic on the rooftop at the Westin is such an amazing performance. It's intimate, a lot of room up there, and it's spread out, a beautiful backdrop of the skyline of Kansas City. And I was talking to Calvin Arsenia last week. It sounds like he's going to be guesting on a lot of those projects, playing with Quixotic up on that rooftop. If you're looking for a great night out, if you go to their social media pages, if you go to Quixotic's Facebook page, you can find out more information about the event, and it will be ongoing. Don't wait on it, because their tickets will sell out, so jump in when you can and snag some tickets to the rooftop soiree over at the Westin Crown Center and catch Quixotic in a beautifully unique setting. But as I said at the top of the show, and from our introduction music, that's new song by the band Warpaint. Not a local act, but every time we do a new song show, a new music feature, I like to drop that in just because it's funny to me, as they just sing new song over and over again. So this week's show, technically not starting off with new music, but a band that I adore. For longtime listeners of the show might recall how the show started, and we played a song from the band Frog Pond every week, and we talked about them trying to get that band back together or a reunion. And we did that for like 2 months, and then I stopped because I felt silly. However, now, over the past few weeks, Heidi Phillips, the front person of Frog Pond, has been on this station with our very own Brian Truda, and a few weeks ago recently announced that their music is all now available on digital streaming platforms, where it hadn't lived, not all of it had lived for a very ever. Not all of it had been there ever, but it's all there now. And then Heidi also announced very recently that they are back in the studio. And over the weekend, my social media feed was peppered with pictures from Frog Pond in the studio. And I'm so excited that they're working on new music and that someday soon we will have new music from one of my favorite 90s bands ever, Frog Pond. And to celebrate that, I thought we'd dig up some old Frog Pond and play it for you. So kicking off this week's show of new music, looking into the future, excited to play for you new music from Frog Pond. Here's an old one. It's called I Did. I'm such a huge fan. And if you are, jump on Facebook. They just started a Facebook page and also an Instagram page. Give them a like and a follow, and you'll learn and keep up with all the things going on in the world of Frog Pond. And you can see pictures of them from recording this past weekend in the studio. Here it is. I Did by Frog Pond.
Years ago, Massive Attack released their debut album, Blue Lines, and it changed music forever.
Blue Lines is really one of these records that laid down the blueprint for a lot of music that came after it.
John Morrison kicks off our new Culture Corner series, talking Massive Attack on the next World Cafe.
Tonight at 7 on 90.9. The Bridge.
The 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
I'm not afraid to die.
Was brand new music for you that premiered here on the bridge last week. Music from Kansas City's own Kat King. The song is called Don't Wanna Lose from her upcoming EP, which is called Say What You Mean, which will be coming out later in 2021. I've been a fan of Kat's music and her different projects for a long time now, and this song has already worked its way into my Spotify folder of favorite songs of 2021. I'm a big fan of it. Again, it's called Don't Wanna Lose, and it's also available if you go to the Bridge's website. You can see some more information about Kat King and their music, and also see the audio video of that song. I'm also excited D. Cole is on drums in this project. D. Cole was a musician in a project called Run With It, and he's been a guest on this show, and he's also done some drumming over the years with the people over in Quixotic. Of this project, Kat King recently said, as when she was growing up, we didn't have a TV in our living room, just a piano and an open space and an open place to dance, stretch, and explore what our bodies could do. She says, this often meant I was playing piano and singing while my friends made up interpretive dances to my songs. She says she owes so much to the musical growth of her musical growth to that piano, her piano teacher, and her friends and her mom. And I'm excited to hear more from this project from Kat King, and I love what we've already heard and happy to share Don't Wanna Lose with you here this week on the station. And if you like that, you can head over to Spotify and listen to it some more, and then give her a follow on Spotify. You know, those are important things to do. I know we talk about Facebook and Instagram, but following your favorite Kansas City musicians on Spotify is great. It helps them get some numbers on Spotify. And, you know, everybody always wants to get over that 1,000 song spin count so that number will change. And Kat King's already over that, and that song just came out last week. So congrats to her and their project. And another new project that just came out last week is called Shuttlecock Music Magazine. And our good friend Aaron Rhodes has Shuttlecock Music blog, Shuttlecock Music podcast, and now he's added to his artillery the Shuttlecock Music Magazine. It is a free quarterly magazine that he will be putting out, and he's been covering the Kansas City music community and beyond now for over 6 years. And I think he's like 23 years old. So he's been doing it since he could barely drive. And the kid has drive and ambition and so much hustle. And he's always turning so many people in the music community onto new musicians that are from this community that he has a great pulse on. And I know I'm always reading his e-blasts. I'm excited to get his new music magazine and to read about the cover story, which is on a project called Maul and Tom Richmond. Maul is M-A-A-L, and Tom Richmond, and it's a pair of Kansas natives and Bear Club alumni, which were musicians playing under a collective group in Lawrence, Kansas, and they just released their latest album, which is called Grass, and the album, in his words, is a refreshing organic take on modern R&B, hip-hop, and pop, and it's the perfect soundtrack to a post-COVID spring. And I agree, I really like this record, and I wanted to play the song Radio, which seems fitting here on this radio show on 90.9 The Bridge, to play that song for you as a glimpse into what this record from Maul and Tom Richmond sounds like. I encourage you, if you're a music snob, a music nerd like myself, if you head out to a record store or a coffee shop or restaurant in Midtown, make sure you look for Shuttlecock Music Magazine. If you can't find it, there's a list on their website where you can look to see where it's distributed. And you can also go to the website and buy one, and he'll mail it right to your house for just $2. And it's awesome to see the support from different Kansas City businesses, including The Bridge, reaching out and supporting Aaron Rhodes in his new project with his magazine. It's awesome to see the community work together to lift itself up. But music from Maul and Tom Richmond, that was featured on the cover story of Shuttlecock Music Magazine this month, the inaugural issue from our friend Aaron Rhodes. Here's a song called Radio.
Grandma, I said you could change things. I've been grinding all my life, that's a sure thing. The streets and the slums, that's the same thing. When you cried and I cried, that's the same thing. Made it out the mud from the bottom.
I'm trying to find my peace like a Martian.
Then they got the little money, then they robbed them. All this violence in the city is a problem. On the street, they don't care about us. Only made in America. On the news, it's hysteria. I found love through my stereo. Whoa, on the radio. DJ don't play them like they did before. Whoa, on the radio. I found love through stereo. Whoa, I'm the people's champ. Gotta go hard, gotta represent. Seen a lot of things, but I won't forget you. When I'm not there, I will still protect you. Like I'm supposed to, I gotta do the right thing. Like I'm supposed to, I gotta stay on point. Like I'm supposed to, I gotta come back once so I can hold you. Mama, been around the world in 30 days. I'm thinking about your body in 130 ways. I'm gripping on your waist, you kissing on my face. Biting on my lips and we dancing to the hits. On the radio, DJ don't play them like they did before. Oh, whoa, on the radio, I found love through stereo. Oh, whoa, on the radio, DJ don't play them like they did before. Oh, whoa, on the radio, I found love through stereo. Oh, whoa.
Wednesday, September 29th at the Truman, AEG presents Jukebox the Ghost. Jukebox the Ghost. Cheers to a tour. Jukebox the Ghost tickets are available Friday at AXS.com. A Bridge listeners can access tickets Thursday at 10. Details at bridge909.org. The Ghost, September 29th at the Truman, in support of the Bridge. The 8160 on the Bridge is brought to you by 7th Heaven, your neighborhood music shop, smoke shop, and love shop. Open 7 days a week in Blue Springs and at 7621 Troost.
Celebrating 20 years of music discovery.
Become a member or donate to support 20 more years of music discovery. Go to bridge909.org/support.
You're just a basic ass bro. And we've all seen that film before. Don't have to bother asking if I'm willing. When Netflix chilling, no. You just a basic ass bro.
You just a basic ass bro.
Don't even text me on my phone.
Don't even text me on my phone.
When it's late to say you're thinking of me and really love me, no. You're just a basic ass bro.
Something great. You never even ask me on a date. Hit up your frat crew every day just to play the five same drinking games. And I never knew the true side of you. You're stuck on the road. Just tore me down, then turned around and treated me like a fool.
You're just a basic ass bro. And we've all seen that film before. Don't have to bother asking if I'm willing. When Netflix chilling, no. You're just a basic ass bro.
just a basic ass bro.
You're just a basic ass bro.
Don't even text me on my phone.
Don't even text me on my phone.
When it's late to say you're thinking of me and really love me, no. You're just a basic ass bro.
You're so basic, and I can't stand your face when you say something dumb or racist. You're sexist and you know it. In this world you have no place in. The universe could change you, but if I was an alien, I'd kick you off my spaceship. I mean, we don't even like you, I used to be like you all. Now I'd probably fight you, but I'd rather write these haikus, yeah. See, I had to level up, now I'm doing better. I'm making sure my son will never ever kiss the basic ass bro.
And we've all seen that film before. Don't have to bother asking if I'm willing and if it's chilling, no. Just a basic ass bro.
Just a basic ass bro.
Don't even text me on my phone.
Don't even text me on my phone.
When it's late to say you're thinking of me and really love me, no. You're just a basic ass bro.
Two songs in a row for you there. The first one from Mall and Tom Richmond, and Shuttlecock Music Magazine called it the perfect soundtrack to a post-COVID spring. To that song we just played from Sean Stewart, which is called Cleverly, or In a Silly Way, Basic Ass Bro. And that might be the first time I've ever said a bad word on this show, and I'm going to call that one of the songs of the summer, even though it's an insane weather day here in Kansas City in April. That song features Mickey P and also They Call Me Sauce, two musicians that constantly put out music here in Kansas City. They Call Me Sauce has seen a lot of really interesting success and had a lot of coverage lately. But the head of this project is Sean Stewart, and he's been having a ridiculous time lately on SoundCloud, where four of his songs now have gone over a million spins, and five or six more are well on their way to hitting that stride as well. That song, again, Basic Ass Bro, being the second time I've ever said a bad word on the show, is a lot of fun. And I personally forget to have fun in music. I'm always kind of digging in deep, looking for that next steamroller of a song, like the Sarah Swinson song that we're going to play hopefully to end today's show. But I forget sometimes that I'm supposed to have fun and enjoy this stuff, especially now in the middle of this pandemic, or at the end of this pandemic. It's important to sometimes to let go a little bit. And I think this song by Sean Stewart featuring Mickey P and They Call Me Sauce has some important things in it, but it's also, because of the nature of the title, I think is kind of a fun song. And to me, could end up being a nice song of the summer. Again, always happy to share new music from Sean Stewart, Mickey P, and They Call Me Sauce. Another musician that's whose name we say constantly on this show, as especially new music from Kadesh Flow. You know, we try so hard to do a lot of new music shows on here on the 8160 on 90.9 The Bridge. And it's funny when this happens. I'll go to make a playlist for a show, and you know, this show's on every Tuesday, so if I'm working on the show through the week, by the time I get to the record the show, often Kadesh Flow has released brand new music. So I will replace whatever I might have been scheduled to play with whatever just came out and is the most fresh. This song came out on April 16th, last week, and it's called That Way. And he's putting out so much content, and I'm a big fan of all of it. This one was written and performed, mixed and mastered by Kadesh Flow, and then it was produced by Dominic Bassman Sanders, and he's a heck of a producer of beats and putting together a lot of music here in Kansas City and also in LA. He seems to live in both cities of pretty much equal time these days, but always happy to share new music from Kadesh Flow. This song, again, is called That Way. And the best way to keep up with musicians like him, give them follows on their social media, but also Bandcamp. Some of these musicians just hustle so hard on Bandcamp, and all through the pandemic, Bandcamp has been great about reducing and then totally eliminating their fees on certain days. So when you buy a song from a musician, that musician gets all of the money instead of perhaps the rips that Apple Music or iTunes formerly would have taken. But it's a nice way to support musicians that you love from Kansas City and beyond. But up next, brand new music from Kadesh Flow came out last week on April 16th. It's called That Way. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. with my brilliance, I'm the best case of success. Been seeking justice, what are the pathways you suggest? You tried it your way, I noticed that rates continued to rise. I did it differently, now watch them all collapse in surprise. Think what I do's unnecessary, you should open your eyes. Just needed one chance to extend my limits beyond the skies. Was only seeking a look, no LeVar Burton, but I slipped your mama reading a book. Now they all do right by me, cause the pen is keeping them shook. Don't ask me why Gordon Ramsay don't need a reason to cook. I'm just a leader who took charge, now I'm dropping, locking, body up. Popping, really not enough. Swear that you can't bounce till you get to that place, but I need to take you down, and if I write it, you gon' do it that way. Way. Squad doing well now. Aye. She gon' drop for me if her name spelled out. Aye. Time and date, know the place, got details down. My confidence figures in the making. Got some others kinda like me, but nobody can replace me. I just put it down. They feel compelled to do what I'm saying. If I'm generous when I'm done, they'll be convulsing and shaking. Look, nobody gonna do it like me. Give me all your trust and you will find divine peace. Aye. They pray for justice, had no clue that they find me. Aye. And every time I do it, it's the perfect timing. Yeah, yeah, no. Drop it.
Change.
And that was a recent release from a Kansas City musician named No Blame. The song is called What I Want, and they spell No Blame NX Blame. They have a pretty big following on their SoundCloud page. I discovered No Blame by reading the music blog of Shuttlecock Music magazine, which we talked about earlier in the show, and how Aaron Rhodes, who pens all of that, is a great person to follow to learn about more musicians from right here in Kansas City. And he also just released his first inaugural issue of Shuttlecock Music magazine. It's going to be a free quarterly magazine distributed in coffee shops, record stores, midtown bars and restaurants. Grab one while you're out, or head over to Shuttlecock Music Magazine's any of their social or website, and you can grab a copy for $2, and they'll mail it right to your door. And you can check out the work and all the articles that Aaron's been working on. I don't know. I haven't got my copy yet, but I wonder if he's... I don't know if he has other contributing writers in the magazine, but I do know that a lot of local businesses like-minded to this station, including this station, are helping support his free music magazine. And I hope it does well, and I hope people enjoy reading it, and I hope they learn from it. And maybe they'll discover music like I did when I read his blog. This song here from No Blame, again, it was called What I Want. And recently he changed up his musical style and changed a little bit from straight hip-hop to adding some R&B elements to it, and I really like it. On his page, he says he's back and he has a brand new EP and that he hopes everyone enjoys his progress as an artist, and it's been a really good time creating this story, and he hopes everyone enjoys his new music, his new EP, which again you can easily find over on SoundCloud. And if you haven't ever messed around on SoundCloud, it's an interesting place where you can go down a hole and get lost for a long time discovering new music, bouncing from similar acts to similar acts, and learning so many things. And also there's an interesting way to comment and chat on people's music that's different than any other streaming platform. So a lot going on over there if you've never given that much time. More new music coming up next for you from a project called Dangerously Biased. The song is called Unsound, and it was sent in to us by Matt in the project Dangerously Biased. We encourage musicians to send us new music all the time. If you go to our website, you can find a show page, a page all about shows here on the station. And if you see that, you can click the 8160, and you can see all my contact information, where you can email me or chase me down on social media and send me music there as well. But that is what Matt did of the band Dangerously Biased out of Hayes, Kansas. It's a duo, and I just heard of them now. I wasn't familiar with their music until we got this email from him. And I really like this song called Unsound. They released it last week. They also released a music video that at the same time. And both are enjoyable, and I'm excited to share it with you here on the 8160. Well, we're lucky to have this platform from 90.9 The Bridge, and really can share whatever we want that comes out as far as local music here in the Kansas City and surrounding areas. And in this breath, we're stretching our areas all the way over to Hayes, Kansas, for brand new music from the project Dangerously Biased. Here's Unsound.
Welcome to the horrors of your own imagination. Caution while traveling through the darkness. Because in here is where the demons come to play.
In the skin that does not feel my own. Set me free. years, living inside a haze. I can't shake this place. These demons crawling into my frame.
Thursday, April 22nd, Knuckleheads presents Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band.
I'm pouring till pain.
Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band. Tickets for Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band are available at knuckleheadskc.com.
Can't steal my shine.
Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band.
So delicious.
Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band. Thursday, April 22nd at Knuckleheads in support of the bridge. The Vinyl Underground at 7th Heaven buys and sells new and used vinyl records, cassettes, 8-tracks, and reel-to-reel, plus concert, lowbrow, and poster art, along with new and vintage stereo equipment. They also sell needles, cartridges, head shells, sleeves, and record cleaning supplies. If it has to do with vinyl, they have you covered. The Vinyl Underground for your vinyl fix at 7th Heaven, 7621 Troost, and online at 7thheavenkc.com.
The place where Kansas City discovers music.
90.9, The Bridge.
Some more new music right there for you. This time, some jazz music. That was from musician Florian Arbenz, who's a musician over in Europe. The song is called In Medias Res, and it features Kansas City's own Herman Mahari. It's from a record called Conversation Number 1, Condensed. It comes out this Friday. I read about that on a music blog from right here in Kansas City called Plastic Sax. Our friend and longtime friend of this show and guest on this show, Bill Brownlee, writes a blog called Plastic Sax about jazz and hits on a lot of Kansas City jazz. And he also has another music blog called There Stands the Glass. And I was reading about that there. And I love everything Herman's done. And he had a great 2020, despite a pandemic, obviously. But he put out a great record. And the record was called A Change for the Dreamlike. And he did a bunch of interviews on French TV, and I don't know all the stations. I watched these videos, but I didn't know what they were saying. He had a lot of success around that record over in Europe, and it's great to see him wasting no time and start collaborating on other projects, this time with Florian Arbenz. Again, that record comes out this coming Friday. I listened to it on Bandcamp, where I got that song, In Medias Res, to play for you here on the show. And I don't know if it's true or not. I might have heard some rumors, but Herman might be coming home this summer to play some shows. I'm not sure. But it'd be great to see him back here in Kansas City and to see him on a stage making some beautiful music with his trumpet this summer. It'd be great to hear that on a patio somewhere. A great way to capture summer here in Kansas City. Up next, more new music, this time from a musician that used to live somewhere else and now lives back in Kansas City. Originally from Kansas City, spent some time in LA, back now, Julia Othmer, who my computer will never let me type her name. It always corrects her name to Julie Other. And I have to train my computer to learn the name Julia Othmer. Back in September last year, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of a summer of all unrest and civil unrest and political turmoil, which we're still in, and it's now spring, she released every day in September a brand new song, a protest song, a song about change, a cover. And she would sit down at her piano and do a treatment of it and play it, I think, on Facebook Live. And then she's taken several of those songs from last September and put them out on two albums. Seeds Volume 1 came out last year, and Seeds Volume 2 just came out last month. And it's a great collection of music from Julia Othmer with her treatments on several different songs of protest and songs of change. And I was listening to this album, and this one just steamrolled me. The song is from Pink Floyd. The song is called On the Turning Away. And I don't know if there's been a song that I've listened to recently that's taken me straight back to my college dorm room up on Daisy Hill over in Lawrence, Kansas, when I lived in Ellsworth Hall on the fourth floor. Pink Floyd's one of those bands that a lot of us discover in college. And I listened to so much Pink Floyd my freshman year of college, studying, trying to figure out how to pass my Psych 101 class with 1,000 kids in it, as I had just graduated from a high school with 46 kids in my class. But I loved listening to this treatment from Julia Othmer of Pink Floyd's song On the Turning Away. I hope you do too. And if you do, you can head over to Spotify and check out the whole record, Seeds Volume 2, from Julia Othmer, who is once again back in Kansas City, and hopefully we'll be playing some gigs out in public soon, and get to hear her and see a live show from her. Again, brand new music from her, On the Turning Away, a cover of Pink Floyd. Here it is.
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden, and the words they say which we won't understand, don't accept that what's happening is just a case of other suffering, or you'll find that you're joining in the turning away. It's a sin that somehow light is changing to shadow and casting its shroud over all we have known, unaware how the ranks have grown, driven on by a heart of stone. We could find that we're all alone in the dream of the proud.
Again, that was brand new music from Julia Othmer, her treatment of Pink Floyd's song On the Turning Away from a collection of covers that she did last September, all songs of change and songs of protest. You can hear the rest of both of those albums on Spotify under Julia Othmer's page. This week's show here on the 8160 is winding down. Thank you for hanging out with us and listening to new music from a bunch of Kansas City musicians. And up next, to wrap up this week's show, one of my favorite voices in Kansas City music is from Sarah Swenson. And there's no H on Sarah. Sarah Swenson. And she's been making music for a long time in Kansas City, but hasn't put out a whole lot lately. And like so many musicians, during the pandemic, they had some more time, perhaps, and have put out some new music. This one's different, though. She has a brand new song, and it's called I Won't Let You Feel Alone. And it features great Kansas City pianist Mark Lowry. Sarah Swenson happens to be married to a videographer, a director, a producer who works for Kansas City PBS, which is the mothership of this radio station. And PBS just released a brand new documentary called The Hidden Pandemic, directed, produced by her husband, Michael Price. And he filmed it, documented it, voices this documentary, and Sarah wrote this song to be featured in the film. You can hear it in the backing of some of the interviews, the music of it. And then I haven't finished the film, but I'm going to guess somewhere during it, it features this massive steamroller gut check of a song called I Won't Let You Feel Alone. And I'm using it to end this week's show on the 8160. It's a beautiful piece. It's heavy and it's deep and talks about this documentary. Is called The Hidden Pandemic, and it's all about people facing depression and major life changes and how you deal with that during a pandemic, and follows several different stories of people seeking help and the film serves as a great piece of that soundtrack, and it's great to have brand new music from Sarah Swenson. Thanks for listening, everybody. Come back next week and we'll do it again. And here we're going to leave you with brand new music from Sarah Swenson and from the documentary, which you can watch on YouTube. Again, it's called The Hidden Pandemic. Here's her brand new song featuring Mark Lowry, I Won't Let You Feel Alone. Thanks, everybody.
A human heart can only hold so much pain. It took your spark, it took your laugh, it took everything. I can see your eyes and I can tell you're sinking. Can I come close? You don't need to be anything. And I won't let you feel alone. I won't let you feel alone. To rise up when you're staring down your sorrow. Scared of how you're going to face another blank tomorrow. When you no longer own your own reflection, those thieves have taken you, and all they've left are questions. Well, I won't let you feel alone. I won't let you feel alone. As long as you need, I won't let you feel alone. I won't let you feel alone.
KTBG Warrensburg, Kansas City.
Celebrating 20 years of being the place to discover music.
Member supported 90.9.